Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you've tuned in, because today we're diving into one of the most visually satisfying topics in your OCR GCSE Further Mathematics course, box plots. Whether you're sitting the foundation or higher tier, this topic appears in section 5.3 of your specification, and it rewards students who are precise, methodical, and know exactly what the examiner is looking for. In the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything: how to construct a box plot from scratch, how to read and interpret one, how to compare two distributions like an examiner expects, and how to spot and describe skewness. We'll finish with some exam tips, a quick-fire quiz, and a summary you can use right up until the day of your exam. So grab a pencil, maybe a piece of graph paper, and let's get into it. Let's start with the basics. A box plot, sometimes called a box and whisker diagram, is a way of displaying the distribution of a dataset using just five key values. Those five values are the minimum, the lower quartile, which we call Q1, the median, which is Q2, the upper quartile, Q3, and the maximum. Together, these are known as the five-number summary. Think of the box plot like a snapshot of your data. The box in the middle shows you where the middle 50% of your data sits. The line inside the box marks the median, the middle value. And the whiskers stretching out on either side reach all the way to the smallest and largest values in your data set. Now, how do you find these five values from raw data? Here's the process, step by step. First, put your data in order from smallest to largest, always. This is non-negotiable. If your data isn't ordered, you will get the wrong quartiles and you will lose marks. Second, find the median. If you have an odd number of values, the median is the middle one. If you have an even number, it's the mean of the two middle values. Third, find the lower quartile Q1. This is the median of the lower half of your data, everything below the median. For OCR Further Maths, you split the data at the median and find the middle of the lower portion. Fourth, find the upper quartile, Q3. Same idea, it's the median of the upper half of your data. Fifth, note the minimum and maximum values. These are simply the smallest and largest numbers in your data set. Now you're ready to draw. You'll need a number line with a consistent, clearly labeled scale. Plot each of your five values as a vertical line above the number line. Draw a box from Q1 to Q3 with a vertical line inside the box at the median. Then draw horizontal lines, the whiskers, from Q1 out to the minimum and from Q3 out to the maximum. The whiskers must stop at the box edges. They do not go through the box. Here's a really important exam warning. Always check your scale before you plot anything. One of the most common mistakes candidates make is assuming each small square on the grid represents one unit, when actually it represents 2 or 5 or even 10. Misreading the scale is the single most frequent cause of losing the accuracy mark for the entire diagram. So before you plot a single point, count the squares and work out what each one represents. Now let's talk about the interquartile range, or IQR. This is simply Q3 minus Q1. It tells you the spread of the middle 50% of your data. A small IQR means the data is clustered together, the values are close to each other. A large IQR means the data is more spread out. In OCR mark schemes, the word the examiners are looking for when you describe a small IQR is consistent. If group A has a smaller IQR than group B, you should say, group A is more consistent than group B. That word, consistent, is a key discriminator. It's what separates a level 2 response from a level 1. The overall range, by contrast, is simply maximum minus minimum. It tells you the full spread of the data. Be careful not to confuse range with IQR. They are different measures, and using the wrong one in a comparison question will cost you a mark. Now let's move on to comparing two box plots. This is where the marks really stack up in OCR Further Maths, and it's where many candidates underperform. When you're asked to compare two distributions, you must always make two separate, distinct statements. Statement one, compare the medians. This tells you about the average. Say something like, the median for group B is higher than the median for group A, which suggests that group B scored higher on average. Statement two, compare the IQRs. This tells you about consistency or spread. Say something like, the IQR for group A is larger than the IQR for group B, which suggests that group A's results were less consistent. Both statements must be linked back to the context of the question. If the question is about exam scores, say exam scores. If it's about journey times, say journey times. The examiner needs to see that you understand what the numbers mean in the real world. One more concept to cover, skewness. A box plot can tell you whether a distribution is skewed and in which direction. If the median line is closer to Q3, the upper quartile, and the left whisker is longer than the right, the distribution is negatively skewed, also called left skewed. The data is bunched up at the higher end, with a tail stretching to the left. If the median line is closer to Q1, the lower quartile, and the right whisker is longer than the left, the distribution is positively skewed, also called right skewed. The data is bunched up at the lower end, with a tail stretching to the right. If the median is roughly in the center of the box and the whiskers are roughly equal in length, the distribution is approximately symmetrical. To identify skewness in the exam, just look at where the median sits within the box. Closer to Q3, negative skew. Closer to Q1, positive skew. Bang in the middle, symmetrical. Right, let's talk exam technique. Here are the things that will genuinely make a difference to your marks. Tip 1, always write 2 sentences when comparing. One for median, one for IQR. Never combine them into one vague sentence like, Group B is better. That will earn you 0 marks for comparison. Be specific. Name the statistic. Give the values. Link to context. Tip 2. Use the word consistent for IQR comparisons. Examiners are specifically trained to credit this word. It shows you understand what IQR measures, not just that the numbers are different, but what that difference means. Tip 3. Check your scale. I know I've said this already, but it genuinely costs students marks every single exam series. Before you plot anything, work out the scale, count the squares, write it down if you need to. Tip 4, whiskers stop at the box. They do not go through it. Drawing a line through the entire box plot is a very common error, and it will cost you the accuracy mark. Tip 5, for the command word compare, you must identify both a similarity and a difference, or compare both measures. Don't just say one group is higher. Compare both the average and the spread. Tip 6. If a question asks you to describe the skewness, you need to state the direction, positive or negative, and justify it by referring to the position of the median within the box. Now, a note on assessment objectives. In OCR Further Maths, AO1 and AO2 each carry 45% of the marks. AO1 is about using and applying standard techniques, so constructing the box plot accurately. AO2 is about reasoning and interpreting, so comparing distributions and identifying skewness. AO3, which is problem solving, carries 10%. This means that interpretation questions are just as important as construction questions. Don't just practice drawing box plots. Practice writing comparison sentences too. Time for a quick fire quiz. I'll ask the question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Try to answer before I do. Question 1. What are the 5 values you need to draw a box plot? The answer is minimum, lower quartile Q1, median Q2, upper quartile Q3, and maximum. Question 2. How do you calculate the interquartile range? IQR equals Q3 minus Q1. Question 3. If the median is closer to Q3 in a box plot, what type of skew is it? Negative skew, also called left skew. Question 4. What word should you use when describing a smaller IQR in a comparison? Consistent. Question 5. What is the first thing you must do before plotting a box plot on a grid? Check the scale. Let's wrap up. Here are the 5 things to take away from today's episode. 1. A box plot uses 5 values: minimum, Q1, median, Q3, maximum. Know how to find each one from ordered data. 2. The IQR is Q3 minus Q1. It measures the spread of the middle 50% of the data. Use the word consistent when comparing IQRs. 3. When comparing 2 box plots, always write 2 sentences, one comparing medians, one comparing IQRs, and link both to the context. 4. Skewness is determined by where the median sits within the box. Closer to Q3 means negative skew. Closer to Q1 means positive skew. 5. Always check the scale before plotting. It's the most common source of lost marks. That's everything for today's episode on box plots. You've got this. Go and practice those comparison sentences, and remember, median for average, IQR for consistency. Good luck in your exam, and I'll see you in the next episode.